At Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Mark Dorenkamp. I'm joined by Dave Johnson, Product Development Manager for Soybean Herbicides with DuPont Crop Protection. Dave, we've been talking to many people, producers and folks from the ag chemical sector, even the ag equipment people are talking about these tight margins that farmers are facing in 2016. And when you look at fighting weeds this year, and if farmers are trying to save a buck or two, cutting back on your herbicide program is probably not the best option, but you're the expert. You can shed some light on this subject. What are you discussing with growers right now?
I think you're right. Cutting back on the herbicide inputs really is going to be, it might be penny wise and pound foolish, you know. Certainly, growers have to look at all their input costs. And, you know, we have great yielding hybrids and varieties out there. The genetics are excellent. And what we want to do is help growers protect that yield potential, you know, get every potential bushel off that field. So that starts out with a good solid weed control program. And resistant weeds in the Midwest are huge with the common water hemp and obviously other species that are coming in too. But we need to design our programs to control these weeds. And really, it's going to take multiple modes of action, more than one pass. The days of one-pass herbicide soybean weed control are really over.
Well, let's talk about the amount of passes. Again, considering that farmers are trying to reduce costs where possible, are we talking about a pre and post? Is both being necessary, or could you maybe do without in some circumstances?
So I think a two-pass program is the minimum. I think we really have to go with that, with an effective pre-emerge herbicide program that'll give us what we want is we want that crop to start out clean. We want to start out clean, and then we want to give the weed control in that early stages of growth such that when it does come time to spray the post-emerge herbicides, we've already controlled most of the weeds out there, and thus the weeds that do come through, that'll be easier to control with the post-emerge herbicides. So two-pass system, in my mind, is where we have to be.
With resistance, are some of these weeds coming up later in the growing season than historically, what you've seen? Are they starting to act a little differently as far as when they're emerging?
Right. I think over the years that we have shifted towards later emerging weeds. And so, for example, we put out our pre-emerge herbicides, good residual control, but you know, some weeds have adapted to come up a bit later. And of course, you know, that's genetics, that's Mother Nature. The later emerging ones survive, so they produce seed, and then next year that later emerging behavior is actually favored. So, we've seen a shift in the population towards those later emergers, but still a foundation program of a good residual weed control, multiple mode of action, pre-emergent herbicides for your weed control, and then that sets up that effective post-emerge application.
Let's talk about yield again, and if farmers are banking on profits based on getting good yields this year, some of the major yield-robbing weeds that you're familiar with, and I'm sure it depends on what part of the Corn Belt we're talking about, but what are some of the biggest culprits?
So in the Corn Belt, I think the one that everybody goes to first is common water hemp. You know, that's the one that seems to be on top of everybody's mind. And yes, it can be very, very competitive. It produces a lot of seed, and we really need to stay on top of that. Another weed is giant ragweed. A lot of problems, especially as you go further north. Giant ragweed, it grows fast, it germinates over it germinates early, and it can germinate a bit later, but it especially germinates early, and once it gets tall, it becomes pretty difficult to control, so controlling that weed early is going to be important. And in no-till situations, it's mare's tail. Sometimes some people call that horse weed, and that's mostly a no-till weed, and we need to really control that prior to planting the crop, because once the crop is up and emerged, at least with the current in the current market, until we have some of these new traits coming along, we really cannot control that weed anymore once the crop is up. So controlling that early is going to be very important.
I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, Dave, but it seems like we're having farmers move to less and less tillage year after year, and because of that, as you look at controlling weeds year after year, what are the new dynamics that are being introduced into the ag landscape because of that?
Yeah, and I do agree with you. More and more no-tills out there. I'm a supporter of no-till. I think it's a great thing. It's great for the environment, and it actually can be, you know, save growers money in terms of their input costs. And but in that situation, we need to mainly deal with winter weeds. Okay, that's not as much of a problem as we go up into the Dakotas and Minnesota, but certainly as we get into the southern part of the Corn Belt, winter weeds and managing those winter weeds are going to be important. So a good burn down program that maybe in late March, early April, three or four weeks ahead of planting is really going to be pretty important to control those weeds. And again, controlling those weeds when they're small so that we can get them killed down more easily and more effectively, and then also have a clean seed bed in place for when it does come time to plant.
When I was a kid and we'd take the gravel roads and drive by the corn and bean fields, my dad, I don't recall, ever paid attention to weeds in the ditches. But I've heard more and more people talk about the need to manage those ditches because weeds can get into the fields on those end rows. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that. And maybe it's not a real important thing, Dave, but I'm certainly hearing more talk about that.
I think it is important because that's even if you do an excellent job of controlling all the weeds in your field, what we want to do is, obviously, we want to prevent seed production, especially with these resistant weeds. You can do that really effectively in the field, but if the weeds are the same species are growing in the ditch and they're producing seed, that seed can then get into the field and get established, and we're kind of starting all over again. So, yeah, controlling those weeds in the ditches is going to be pretty important.
Let's wrap up by highlighting some of the products, and back on the resistance front, the importance of having multiple modes of action. You're going to have to use various products, and you're going to have to put together a long-term program to manage these weeds to keep the resistance from sprouting. So highlight some of the products from DuPont Crop Protection.
Sure. So we have a number of products that can fit the bill to help control and manage these weeds. And really, I recommend that folks talk to their local DuPont Crop Protection representative to get they have the good local knowledge that you need to help be successful. But one of the products I'll talk about is the DuPont Trivent herbicide. That's actually a product that has three different herbicides in it, three different modes of action. It's a pre-emerge type product, and it is really excellent for controlling some of these resistant weeds that are coming along. Give you good residual control to really set up that post-emergence product later on in the season. Other products include, for example, as you move a little bit further north, in light herbicide, again, multiple modes of action. And even as you go even further north in some of the areas where we might be concerned about, say, follow crop issues, DuPont's Euphoria herbicide. That's a new herbicide that we first introduced last year. Again, give those multiple modes of action, but less issues with carryover concerns.
Anything else, Dave, that we haven't talked about?
Well, I think I just want to emphasize that with growers out there in these tight commodity price years that we're facing here, is give really hard thought to the inputs that you're going to do here, and it's going to be very important that we stay on top of these weed management issues, because you could may take the approach, well, maybe I'll let it slide a little bit this year, but in the following years to come, that's going to be where we'll be paying for that later in the future. So we got to stay on top of that now.
Dave, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.